Welcome to the CEN Show, the voice of the world community. The website, communityeducationnetwork.com, the podcast, Conscious Corner, and this show are educational platforms to aid the efforts of self and collective improvement. And if one carefully observes the world's condition, they will conclude that we need positive upliftment. On Monday, 2 days ago, Professor Amin Ra and historian Joe Hembrick had another great show, in my opinion, and it's a must-see. The show is on YouTube, and the audio is on the website. Let me show everybody. All right. So here's the website. And if you go to the section podcast and you scroll down and you will see it right here, Conscious Corner, Black August. And then let's take a look at YouTube. Let me go back to that screen. So here you go right here. This is the YouTube video where you can go and hear it and see a couple of faces there. All right. So I'm your host, Roski Mascani. I would like to acknowledge our panel this evening. That's something that I'm going to start doing. We have Professor Amin Ra here. We have Ms. Kathy Williams, which is going to be our guest next week. We have Janae Harris. We got Sister Make It Happen. We got Brother Joe and Brother Mashinda. Okay. Tonight's guest is Brother Mills. This is his second visit, and his first show was an excellent one. On September 10th, 2021, titled Holistic Wellness. Let me show you that show just in case you want to go see it. It was another excellent show. All right, let me get to it. Just corner. I want to make sure everybody sees this, just in case you want to see it. And we have a lot of videos, people. So here it is. So yeah, the CN Show with Brother Mills, Holistic Wellness, and also it's on the website in the same section I just showed you. So check those shows out. Both of them are excellent. Professor Ra and Brother Hembrick's show and Brother Mills' show. So good evening, Brother Mills. How are you? Tell us some things about yourself and get us started with the topic. I'm eager to hear about its meaning.
Yeah. Good evening to the family. Peace and love to everyone. Everything is great in these times. Just been resilient and just been steadfast in the vision that I have as far as my purpose is concerned. And I've just been focused, you know what I mean? I'm thankful just to be able to be here. I appreciate you and the rest of the brothers and sisters that are here, and even for those who will watch it on replay. But just giving thanks, you know what I mean? It's just movement and power and love, you know?
All right. So can you tell us about this topic and what its meaning is?
Yeah. So when me and you talked about this originally, I like to just flow and just allow spirit to just guide me when it's time to even do any type of public speaking. So, yeah, just been in my own meditation and in my own time of just stillness and flowing. And, yeah, I just feel like right now with the energy and the temperature of what's going on right now, it's time to shake the people up, as it were, and remind people of who we are and the power that we have. And
so, Brother Mills, let me interject, because I forgot to mention this. The topic is activation or elimination, because I forgot to mention it. So go ahead, brother.
Correct. So, yeah, so with that, basically, it's a call for us to either step it up with all the ancient wisdom and knowledge and information that we've been knowing and that we know, and get active in that, or get swallowed by a system that is purposely and have intentionally been coming for us for years, needless to say. It doesn't take anybody too smart to know that there's a lot of things that's going on right now that is coming up against us. And, you know, just in these times, it's more important for us to start to activate and move in those ways that, like I said, we know. Whether it's things that's been passed down to us through our grandparents, or just things that we learned along as far as our history. But it's time for us to activate these things, because those are the only things that's going to sustain us in these times.
So you want to elaborate a little bit with a few examples so we can kind of get a fuller picture?
Yeah, for sure. So this might be a little controversial of the show today, brother. I don't know how much I can say it and say it in a way to where it doesn't get things censored or blocked or banned. But yeah, I'm just gonna be straightforward, man. Whatever happens, it is what it is. But you know, if you look at a lot of things that is happening right now in regards to our resources of food, there's shortages on baby food and formulas, and shortages on money and coins that are really produced by man. But they're saying that there's shortages of these things. Me personally, for those who don't know, I work at an herbal store up in Compton called New Earth Health Food Store, which is founded by Dr. Paul Goss. I'm one of the people who manage the store, and being in that space, there's even like things that we typically will have that are in stock as far as herbs and things like that that are also becoming scarce and it's hard to get. So something, things as simple as scarcity on items. Now we can go back and forth and debate whether or not it's something that's intentional and systematic to happen or not. But needless to say, the reality is this thing is happening in real time. So with that being the case, we can either do two things. We can either depend on this system to somehow magically produce more foods and supplies for us, or we will have to then become revolutionary within our minds first, as the elder Gil Scott Heron said, and then from there get active in the action of that revolutionary mind. But it starts within the mind first. But it's just at a state to where it's like, now we have to be more conscious about us growing our foods, being more mindful and intentional about these things. And then also, if you look at how they say, like, there's a drought in water now, like our global warming, it's so many things that are happening and it's not to cause any fear on anyone, and not pushing this fear mongering thing, but it's just to get people to start being more mindful now and to like being active. Nobody is coming to save us. It's important for us to take action and to save ourselves. Even in the hints of like this whole monkeypox, or these masks, or these vaccines, or all of these other things, the true revolutionary act is for us to get back active and to take in dominion over our bodies. You know, we claim that you know, we're kings and queens, and I'm not saying that we're not, but I'm just saying like these are the vocabulary, the words that we use in the conscious community. We're kings and queens and we're gods and goddesses, but the true activation of that isn't by what we say, it's about our actions and what we do. And I believe that it's now time for us, now more than ever, to take that dominion, to put that God power or energy or goddess or king and queen energy into effect and active by now starting to claim the power over our physical vessels and being more conscious about what we're putting inside of these vessels by what we're allowing our vessels to not only consume with our mouths, but also with our ears and with our eyes. I see a lot of people being overly consumed with the news. I'm seeing a lot of people being overly consumed with these telephones and these TVs and entertainment. I'm seeing people overly consume all types of different foods and, you know, and principles of Ma'at and all type of ancient principles and wisdom. You hear about the teachings of balance, the yin and the yang. And, you know, with all things, it's balance. And I feel like as a people, we have became so much of consumer base that we've now became the position that we overly are consuming things. So much so that it now put us in a place of weakness. And now we're dependent on a system that originally was not even for us to begin with.
Excellent point. All right, let me start going to the panel. Janae? Okay, let's go to Kathy. Kathy, question or comment?
Sorry.
I'll come back to you, Janae. Go ahead, Kathy.
All right. I agree 100%, 1,000%, you know, but like you were saying, like, I didn't even know it was a nutrition store in Compton. I was born and raised there, and I've been trying to eat healthier too, because, you know, as a Black woman of a certain age, you know, our health is very important to us. And if you want to be conscious, it does start at your body. So yeah, great point.
All right. Okay, Janae. Question or comment?
Yeah, I agree as well. And I like that he brought up that it's not just about even the things that we're eating, but the things that we're watching and listening to, because those things affect how we think and then affect our actions. So I just think overall, we need a refreshing and we need a renewing of all things, mind, body, and soul, really.
Okay, excellent. Okay, Sister Make It Happen. All right, let's go to, I'll come back to her. Brother Mashenda.
Yeah, I concur, you know. Sounds like, you know, what we've been discussing for the last several weeks on these podcasts, you know, I think it's without, you know, it's no doubt that what he's talking about is real. You know, we all witnessed that, you know most of the panel that shows up weekly, we discuss these issues. And I think the brother, you know, summed it up very eloquently, put it together, you know, to make us understand, whoever listens in the future on this podcast, that we get some great information. You know, it's, you know, Brother Hembrick talks about, you know, thyself, you know, the principles are ancient, you know, the principles, truth is truth, whether it's 50 million years ago or now, you know, whether we, you know, invoke it and implement it and do what we got to do or not, you know, so it's a choice. But, you know, great point. Appreciate the comments, and I'm done. Thank you.
All right, sister, make it happen. Are you back?
I am back.
Okay, question or comment?
I love the topic. You know, I agree we're in a very critical time that we definitely need to take action on our lives and take action on our visions for ourselves. And so I'm just really excited to hear more how this topic continues to unfold. Thank you.
Thank you. Brother Hembrick?
Yes, appreciating what the brother presented. Those who listen regularly know that I talk about these things all the time. You know, nobody's going to save us but us. And we need to get busy and quit talking about it and start doing some things regarding it. I try to do as much as I can for me and my family. One thing we need to grab hold to and reason why we don't do it in the manner that we should is a lack of discipline. Need to become more disciplined, and you know, and due to my athletic background, those you play sports, know discipline is a big part of your success in athletics. Is being a disciplined individual. We got to be disciplined about the things that the brother was talking about, you know, and we can do it. I know we can. We've done it before. That's why it's important to learn the past. And, you know, we can do it without any government intervention, in my opinion. Like I was talking about the cultural genocide and the things that we celebrate. If we just take one of those holidays that we spend all that money on, we can start a corporation off of each holiday and not need any government financing and whatnot. You know, it can be done. It takes a total change in the mindset in order to do it. And that's the challenge we have before us, and really starting with these children to, you know, change their mindset, because these old dogs, is hard to teach an old dog new tricks, so to speak. And many folks are locked into some things that add to our, you know, to our detriment, so to speak. And I spoke about that many times before. I ain't gonna get into that, but, yeah, the brother's on point, and it better happen fast, because not only are, you know, we kind of diminishing, so to speak, but this environment that we live in, this planet, you know, is quickly being diminished. You know, that old Urugu's European has, you know, that's his main aim, to destroy the universe and the earth. And it's, you know, the things that we live off of, the air, the water. So something better happen, or, you know, the future looks kind of bleak, in my opinion. Peace.
All right, thanks. Professor Ra?
Abani Gani, Brother Mills, and appreciate what's been said, if I understand correctly, and Asante Sana to all the questions and discussions up to this point. I just have a couple questions that, for clarity, for the point of clarification of your subject. When you say activism or action or elimination, what do you mean?
Yeah, so what I mean when I refer to that is, actually putting forth, like the brother was just saying previously, about actually putting things into motion, like not just, you know, knowing the things, but like the brother was saying, like putting together finances for a corporation or things like that, because of the fact that, again, we're living in a system that's not even for us, right? And not only is the system not even built for us already, but that system in itself is crumbling. So, along with their system.
Excuse me. Can you repeat that right quick, what you just said, because it was muffled.
I was saying that we're living in a system that is not even built, not even made for us already, right? But not only is the system not been built for us and constructed for us, but it's also, it was constructed for our demise, not even to mention the fact that this system is now in a state of diminishing within itself. So what I mean is that, not saying that we will physically eliminate, even though that is a possibility, but what I mean is financially, and I also mean in a sense of like socially, like we won't have any type of power in this social dynamic and structure if we don't come together for one and start to activate those the ancient wisdoms and the knowledge that we know, going tapping into that Akashic records and activating the DNA within ourselves to actually tap into that God within, per se. So that's what I mean when I say to activate or to be eliminated.
Okay, well, you know, we have a lot of people that are growing their own food now. And throughout history, we've had gardeners. And I mean, our history was prior to the industrial and technological revolutions. We were, agricultural people. And most of our parents in the South that had land went and they grew their own food. I mean, people used to, when they got ready to eat, they went in the backyard, and some of them are still doing it in the South. And the second thing is that you do have farmers markets that people can go get fresh produce, and you have stores, Whole Food Markets and others, and even some young mom and pop stores that carry good food. Even New Earth. I mean, I've been in the store with Dr. Goss, and y'all sell juices and various forms of nuts and other forms of things that you have sandwiches made. And so people who want to do that can do that. So there are some people that are doing things to try to be healthy and to try to strong and activism. We have that all over. You got so many movements, Black Lives Matter, and you got the Black AIDS organizations. You got the Free the Prisoner organization. You got, and you still got traditional civil rights and Black culture organizations all over the country. We just had, there's a movement right now, the anti-abortion, pro-life movement. So there is some activism. When you say we need to get activated or elimination, the climate is changing, as we know. The dinosaurs at one time, and there was other forms of people before even them, and then the climate change wiped them all out. That's what Asar Jabbar in his book, he talks about that. But different forms of life pop up because you're part of a universe. But I'm trying to get clarity on the shortage of resources. May they be people made, or may they be as the result of mismanagement by leaders, political leaders, and things of this nature. You know, there's certain things beyond our control. I do believe that we as a people should train our children from birth to eat healthy, think about their health, and I agree with that. But then again, I agree that some parents are doing it. And some parents, for various reasons, let me give you an example. It's hard to have a garden if you stay in the project. And a lot of our people stay in projects. In fact, back east, the projects are not spread out like out here in California. They're straight up and straight down. So it's hard to grow food there. Second, you got people in condos, low-income condos, and upper-end condos with no land at all. Then you have houses like in Center View and things of this nature. They have a nice house, but they don't have no yards. Some people are beginning to have gardens in their front yard, which is good. And I'm for people that want to grow their own food. And I'm for people that want to participate in healthy lifestyles with exercises and becoming more educated. But that's a home project. Most of us are hooked on sugar and salt within 3 months of being born because parents feed us Gerber food, apple juice, and other forms of sweeteners. And then they, get us hooked on salt by over-seasoning our food as we come up. And then, so some of the kids think it's normal. I mean, I know people, before they start eating, they start putting hot sauce on their food. Before they even taste the food, they got the salt shake and the pepper shake, or seasoned salt. When you go to fast food places, if you don't tell them don't put no salt on the fries, and that's the way you do, that's what you're supposed to do. I want fries with no salt, or cook my meat without salt. And they have to grill it from the beginning instead of throwing you pre-made stuff. If you're going to go there, so what I'm saying is, there's an education, as you said, to how to be active with regards to your health and your well-being. And we have a number of organizations, Black organizations, dedicated to just health and well-being for women, health and well-being for children. In fact, the other day on CNN, there was a brother. I didn't write his name down. Growing garden food and introducing kids to what plants they could eat for nourishment and things of this nature. So there is some activism, that's my point. The question is, yes, the system, it's a struggle. All the rights that some of us think we're enjoying today, people fought for. And in order to do the things that you suggest, we're going to have to fight for it. Sometimes you have to fight with your own kids. I mean, our parents used to stand behind us and eat all your vegetables because, that's just the way it was. But at the same time, you don't have that today. You know, kids order food. You know, I want pizza. I want, Wendy's. I want Wiener Schnitzel. I want Taco Bell. I want Louisiana chicken. You know, I mean, and there's a lot of reasons why some parents feed their kids fast food, and it's, even though they know it's wrong. But I mean, so the activism without training people and educating people on what type of activism, in the absence of a cultural apparatus to keep them happy being activists, and that the normality of their being healthy and eating healthy, exercising, growing your own food is a cultural dynamic, not one just for political reasons. That this is a lifestyle that you are in the world, but you're not of the world. You know, so that's my point. Sante Arashiki.
All right, Brother Mills, you want to respond?
Yeah. Appreciate that input and perspective, Brother Man. And just to be clear, I'm not coming from a perspective that people aren't active at all. I just personally don't feel like there's enough of it going around and going on for several reasons. One major reason being, with me being active in the city of Compton with the people, just having a conversation with people about their own lifestyle. And we're talking about not just, you know, again, not just what you consume with the mouth, but just lifestyle in general. And a lot of the people, when we have these conversations, we talk about different things and mostly about their health. You know, they themselves be like, yeah, I know. And I talk about like, well, you know, you got to do this. And they know. Or like, you know, I hear people come into the stores and they be like, man, I grew up on my grandma getting these herbs in the backyard. I knew about this stuff. And just that I lost my way and I got to go back to this. So it's just not to say that people aren't doing it at all, but I just feel like it's not enough people that's doing it, you know. For example, and I'm sure that most people can contest me, can confirm this, that's here. One of the things that I see a lot of, or that I think about a lot, is children don't be outside playing as much. You see more kids inside in front of the TV, in front of an iPad, in front of the video games more than they are outside. So that means that they're not getting enough sunlight. That means they're not getting enough circulation going on in their blood. That means that they're not sweating enough. That means that they're not actually active and getting immune to, you know, the environment. And, you know, that also leads to vitamin D of the brain. So there's all types of other neurological.
Hey, Brother Mills,
say it again.
You were out for a few seconds there.
Say it again.
You were out for a few seconds.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, can you? You good?
Yes.
Okay. But you know, it's just you have kids that's just not active, which then leads to a lot of other problems early on. Even for example, you got a lot of elders that know about how they need to move their bodies, how they need to, you know, the saying, if you don't move it, you lose it. So it's a lot of elders who know these things, but they're not being active. They're not applying these things. All right. And I'm not to say like there may not be any physical ailments that could be causing them any weaknesses or challenges. But the thing is, like, even if it requires the younger generation that's a part of the family to then be there for the elders, like that's a part of being active. Like the younger generation got to get active in being involved with the elders. The younger generation got to be active as far as learning from the elders. The elders got to be active in passing on the information and the knowledge that they got from their elders, or even from them growing up and their lifestyle. I mean, their lives, they got to pass that down to the younger generation. So, you know, I think that there needs to be more brothers that we're having these circles together where we can come together and we can financially come together and build something collectively, where we can also come together and start getting back physically fit and exercising and working out. The testosterone levels of men has decreased tremendously in the past, I think, 5 to 10 years, tremendously. I think it's 50%. So when we're talking about getting active, you know, it's not necessarily just about, again, what you consume. It's in all aspects. You know what I'm saying? Because there is so many different ways to be revolutionary in today's times. You know what I mean? Even something as simple as doing more shopping black. Like, I'm starting to see that a lot, you know, especially like, you know, with a lot of these police killings of the black people, I'm starting to see a lot more people supporting black businesses and things. But, you know, these are just other ways to revolutionize and be active as far as, you know, when you notice something is needs to be done, it's about getting on it and actually making it happen. Someone mentioned about there being discipline. I completely agree that there needs to be more discipline. There also needs to be accountability. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm also like, another thing that I don't think is being considered or talked about as much as well is the different dynamics of the family foundation in the black community. I'm hearing it in the music. I'm hearing it in, I'm seeing it on the media. It's like they're they've been for years strategically, like, placing the black man and the black woman against each other. Not even, like, to where it's not even a thing to where, like, working together and community is happening on a grand scale. Like, I feel like it needs to in these times. You know what I mean? It's just a lot that I feel like as a people, we really need to start coming together and getting active and sharing resources with each other. Earlier you mentioned about like not having access to growing fruits and stuff like that for people who are in the projects or in apartment complexes, which I completely agree with. But I also believe that if people come together, we can do community gardens. You know what I'm saying? And be active in these community gardens. Or, you know, even if it's something as simple as, you know, you may not grow everything in your yard, but if you grow a little bit of something in your yard and then I grow a little bit of something, or you know somebody who's growing something in their yard and then you can get from them and you can share and exchange goods. Like, getting to these spaces to where we're basically able to sustain by any means necessary, and we're able to at least do what we can that's in under our control to make sure that in these days and times we can sustain. So really the whole perspective and mentality about being active is really about just getting to it. Whatever it is that you know that needs to be done, or you see that there's a need for, whether it's in the community, which I first believe in order for you to be able to activate that in the community, you first got to be active within your own life and in yourself. It's just time to get active. You know what I'm saying? It's time to take accountability and it's time to focus. You know, I think that for one, an example of something that I could think of already is Bill Gates is one of the, I think he owns the most farmland in the United States or something like that. But this man is pumping out food and growing food for now, big corporations now, like McDonald's and other places. So now what that does is now the same man who was pushing the vaccine, the same man that was pushing all these other things, now he's pushing, now he's growing food. I think that we need to be thinking here, using critical thinking skills. We need to be strategic and we need to figure this out. Like, wait, hold on. The same guy that's pushing this is growing food and he owns the most farmland. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think that we need to start thinking. Like, I think too many people depend on CNN news and all these other news stations and these major corporations to explain to us or give to us the news on what's going on, and to basically is thinking for us instead of us thinking for ourselves. And all I'm saying is it's time to be active. It's time to start thinking for ourselves. It's time to start doing for ourselves. You know, it's just that time. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, the times we in right now, this is no time to play. You know, I really feel like the climate has changed tremendously. And a lot of people for a long time has been expecting things to go back to normal. It hasn't went back since. So you see the prices of gas is going up. It's so many things. The cost of everything is going up, but then there's also a shortages of things. The water is more, the seawater is more dirty. You're seeing random fires that's now happening. I don't know if some of y'all are aware, but there's been about, I think it was like 2-3 months ago, there's about, I think, 10 factories that produce foods that supposedly like planes landed on them and crashed. So it's like all these things are happening, and there's things that they're not talking about either, but there's all these things happening. And even when you consider places like public or major food corporations or grocery stores like your Whole Foods and, you know, these other places like that, even like these farmers markets, you got farmers markets where a lot of these people are just buying them from these food warehouses. And then they're just coming to the farmers markets and then they're just repackaging and then they're selling. So it's really time to be strategic during these times. You know what I'm saying? There's so many ways that we can get caught slipping. And there's so many ways that we are under attack from even like on a level of these towers, these 5G towers, are these frequency towers that they're disguised as trees. They're in these local neighborhoods, and it's more in the like the neighborhoods where there's a lot of predominantly like Blacks and Hispanics. So it's a lot of things that's happening right now. It's a lot of things that's going on. Even when you see like how AI is advancing, where you have now they're trying to get into all electric cars by, I think, 2025 in California. But if you pay attention to the electric car market, there's been numerous of electric cars where it's just caught on fire randomly, or people have been locked inside of their cars and they couldn't get out, or how some of these cars, they're able to track these cars. So these things are all things that I feel like we need to start thinking about. Like, since when did these people ever been concerned for our betterment? Now, all of a sudden, now they care about us. Now they're trying to care about the environment. You know, so I just feel like there's so many dynamics and so many things that if we really take a second and we just listen and we really listen to what's being said and pay attention to the climate of what's going on and the current events that's happening, even if you just tune in spiritually, I know, like, your intuition will tell you something is not right. You know what I'm saying? It's the times that we in right now is just very, very, very shaky. And it's, again, I'm not saying this to cause fear. It's not a fearful thing. This is meant to stir up some, you know, revolutionary thoughts and spark some revolutionary thoughts in the mind for us to now start taking more action. And again, like I said, it's not to say that we're not taking action or not the people are not involved at all, but it's just so that way we could do more. We could start taking more action. We could start getting more involved as a community to come together financially. We need to start buying some buildings, buying some land. You know what I'm saying? And it can accumulate. We can, like, work together, buy some land. Like, we need to start coming together, you know what I'm saying, during these times. Because one thing I know for sure, I've seen other cultures come together. They have no problem with coming into another country, living together under one shelter. They all working, saving money, and then they buy another piece of land or they buy a house. And they do this. I've noticed it commonly with a lot, especially us as Black people. As soon as they hit 18, people want to leave and get out the house just to move into an apartment that they're just paying rent on that they don't own. And they're not even financially stable or even have the financial literacy even to how to move economically. You know what I'm saying? And even going with that, thinking about credit, like, you know, Black people, a lot of Black people don't know about credit, don't know how to utilize the credit, don't even understand it. So it's just like so many things, you know what I'm saying? Think about the things that, you know, all of us as individuals, if you could think about different things that we got put on too late that other cultures been knew about. And I'm saying that to say, like, it's time for us to now break those generational habits by start getting active and now, like, even teaching the younger generation early on, teaching them about certain things that we can't just depend on the school system to teach us or teach our children. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm speaking about that activeness, I'm speaking in about all of those things, getting back to community, getting back in tune with nature, getting back in nature, planting, getting more sunlight, recharging in that sun, more real light from the sun as opposed to the artificial light. You know what I mean? Getting active in those ways.
All right, brother. That's good. Okay, so now we have a few people that kind of came in later. So I just want to go to them to see if they want to either ask a question or comment on what's being said. I know Naya came in first. Naya, can you unmute? Okay, Naya, probably just listening. Then AJ, can you unmute? Okay, AJ might just be listening. And then Amarion just came in. Or am I saying that right? Right. Okay, Naya got her hand up. Okay, Naya.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Okay, thanks for coming. Do you have a question or a comment for our guest?
No, I'm here with Kathy Williams. That's my mom, and she invited me. I just wanted to check you guys out. Love the conversation.
Okay, well, good. Good. We maybe we can talk later for you to come on and be a guest.
For sure.
Okay. Okay, so here's I don't even know how to pronounce this name.
It's Amari.
Amarion?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you came on kind of late. Did you have a question or comment on anything that you heard?
No, I've just been listening, retaining information.
Okay, thanks for coming.
Of course.
Okay, so let's go to Hembrick. Brother Hembrick.
Yes, sir.
I wanted you to kind of comment on some of the things he was saying, because some of the things that he was saying you kind of mentioned before. It was one thing in particular. I should have wrote it down. But do you kind of have like something you want to add to what he was saying?
Yes. And the brother's on point, Brother Mills. I think we spoke before when he was on the show before. And I might offend some people when I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know, we're looking up in the sky, you know, for deliverance of these things that are happening to us. Like the brother mentioned earlier, ain't nobody going to save us but us. And that's the reason a lot of people aren't even in the fight or want to know about what's going on, because they, in their religious situation, you know, looking to be delivered. And I probably ought to stop right there before I get in trouble, but that's part of the thing that's faking us out of the situation, which put us in the condition that we're in the first place. But we don't see it because, you know, that's what we were taught, you know, when this stuff came off the plantation, and it still have us in a plantation state in our mind. But if you look into what our ancestors was doing and the institutions that they had, you know, prior to meeting, you know, any outsider, you know, we had all the things that the brother's talking about right now. You know, we didn't have no group homes, because wasn't nobody, you know, throwing away their kids. We didn't have no senior citizen facilities that, you know, wasn't nobody throwing grandma and grandpa away. It was growing our own food. And like Rob mentions a lot of times about the sisters can't find no husbands. Well, back when we was in the motherland, the families made sure the sister got a husband. And then we wouldn't have all these other things that are being mentioned about the first institution he talked about, like Black Lives Matter. I don't know who done took that thing over, but it don't seem like a Black Lives Matter to me, because the first time I got hip to him and they trotted out some people to speak, and it was two white boys. So, you know, we need to be shook up. We need to be slapped upside the head so we can wake up and get busy before it's too late. And Brother Mills, I agree with you wholeheartedly about all these things, about the nature. Everybody know I'm a nature person. Get out, you know, get out with the Netaru. Let the sun hit on you so it can activate that melanin that's in your body, which the other people don't have, that can make you observant about what's going on around you. That's what it's for. But we inside, we don't even want to be in the sun. We don't want to get no darker. Yeah, we need to. So get out there and let Ra hit on you and activate that stuff that you were given by the Creator to keep you in tune with nature. That's what it's all about. But we're so miseducated and caught up in that other stuff that's in the sky, other than the constellations. You know what I'm talking about? I'm trying to stay out of trouble and use my words advisedly. But you know what I mean. We're hung up, you know, with somebody else gonna do it, and ain't nobody gonna do it but us. So, you know, we need to listen to the people who know, since we don't know. Because if you, you know, take that school from the schoolhouse, we don't ever know nothing. They ain't teaching nothing nowhere. Even at the black colleges, they ain't even teaching the truth, because they're getting, you know, money from the white philanthropists to stay open. So, Brother Mills, I agree with you. We need to get busy and quit BSing, which was my motto when I was a teacher. No LBS, no laziness, the BS. And if we want to be successful, we got to eliminate that stuff from our lives, and we can do anything we want to do because it's been done before. Find out what it is and re-go over the plan and get busy. So anyway, peace.
Thanks, Brother Hembrick. So let me just say a few things. There's no question that, let's speak about popularity, what's popular, like the popular news, the popular music and all of that. There's no question that the enemy, which is this system, is the enemy. And if you don't know that, we talk about it all the time. We are at war. There's no question. All you got to do is look at, let's take a great example, the insurrection or whatever it was on January 6th, when Trump ordered those people to go to the Capitol and go to that Capitol and do what they did. And then you look at anything that a black person does, period. Look at how they getting treated, and then look at how we get treated. So there's no question that this wasn't made for us. And it was mentioned earlier. The system is not for us. It's against us. So with that being said, all the things that Brother Mills talking about, Professor Rob, Hembrick, and the other folks, that we need a change. And first, it starts with you. And I've been doing it. It's a tough process. I mean, with what I listen to, my choices of news, what I listen to there, my choices of music, who I hang with. I mean, it's all, you know, you grew up with a bunch of people in your neighborhood, at least we did, and it's many avenues and ways you could have went. You know, I hung out with Brother Mashinda. Brother Mashinda was 4 years older than me, went to college. I hung out with other people that didn't do what Brother Mashinda was doing, but I gravitated more towards the people that was doing something more positive. So we have this choice. You know, we have alternatives. I'm glad that Amarion is here, Naya, AJ, and I'm glad Kathy invited them. This is another space that you can come to talk about things, to learn things. We have to have these resources around to guide us and put us on the path of changing and becoming better people. And this is what this is about. Okay, Professor Rod, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Well, we are taught in Kawaida that we are Americans by habit and Africans by choice.
Can you explain Kawaida so people would know what that is?
Kawaida is a philosophy created by Dr. Maulana Karanga, the best of African thought and practice, and ongoing synthesis with constant exchange with the world. In other words, we look at the best of us as a people, not what we ain't doing, but what we're doing. And there are many organizations, many. I'll be out there. We try to be a Black United Front. We try to get people to change. It's not easy. You know, you can say it's like turning somebody on crack. You need to stop smoking. In fact, that's going to stop. You know, it don't go that way. You got to work with people, build relationships. Many people are episodic. They get mad when George Floyd got killed and go out and tear up and do some things, but then they don't build the structure to make it all ongoing. I've been fighting police brutality with Ron Settles, Roland Peterson, Larry Morris, Eula Love. She went to Compton, you know, high school, you know, but all of that, you know, we fought. I mean, we've been doing this for years. healthy teach. We had Watts Health Foundation. I mean, we've been teaching people to eat right, to act right, to stop killing, stop shooting. But here's a country that just assassinated a man and bragging about it. An old man in his house with his kids come out on the porch and they use a drum and knock him out. And then they want to know why the kids shoot their enemies. You know what I mean? It's American by habit, you know. I agree that we can do doing more, but the Garvey movement, he organized 3,000 people without a radio or TV, brought jobs to them, developed a military and a nurses operation. And then what did they do? They deported him on trumped up charges. Martin Luther King was assassinated. You know, I mean, it's going to be a struggle. It's a sacrifice. You get out there. We have Black people that are on TV stations, on radio stations. You know, some of them sell them. Some of them keep them. And you got people online now doing beautiful things, you know, talking all kinds of stuff. But you got to get out there. Like I said Monday, there's an old Star Trek movie. I didn't watch it, but I was told about it called, I don't never watch that much TV, TELUS 4. TELUS 4 was a machine you get in. And when you come out the machine, it make you think you ain't did nothing. But you have done a lot. And Roger King, we went to school because we played ball. And we got scholarships and financial aid. You know, and we were successful in getting our degree. Everybody couldn't shoot like you did, Roger King. I used to open up the gym at 5 a.m. for seniors and anybody else that wanted to exercise from 1979 to 2004. Roger King used to come and we played basketball, we lift weights, we did all of that. I even had the Nation of Islam in there training and drilling with karate in. And you know, yeah, so I mean, you got people that are trying to save the Merck Park. You got people, doing a lot. There are a lot of people. There are sisters right now organizing to help sisters on the continent of Africa who don't have hygiene pads for when they get on to their monthly issues, and they're collecting them, sewing them, and sending them. I mean, there are just so many people trying to lift the consciousness of our people. You got Tony Wafer with I Choose Life. There are a lot of good things going on. Now, are they on TV? No. Are they on where a lot of people want to be American? You'd be surprised at the people. They're free, but they don't. They're free, and they think freedom is to be American. I want to be equal. And as the brother said, I agree, getting to not just healthy eating, but healthy thinking, and practice your culture. Practice your value. I don't use drugs. I don't drink. It's not in the house. My kids grew up, none of that. You understand why? Because I chose. It's my culture. That's my culture. My culture in this house is no smoking and drinking, no drugs. They had to grow up. Now, once they got 18, 19, what they do in their house, hey, ain't nothing I can do about it. But they can't say they weren't exposed to a culture and a disciplinary act. You had to go to school, you had to go to college or get a vocation. That was a culture decision. You know, an atmosphere decision. People do things, as I conclude, because there's consequences if they don't do them, and there's reward if they do them. Yeah, consequences, punishment if you don't do them, and rewards if you do them. I mean, parents used to whip us. You know, you can't whip kids like you used to. And I'm glad I never had to hit none of my kids, but my father was brutal. He hit you, didn't tell you why. I said, man, why didn't you just tell me to move? You didn't have to hit me, then tell me. You understand? I mean, that's just the way parents grew up because they got whipped by their slave master. But I chose to do things different from my parents. You know, I changed my name in 1974. Why? Because I changed. You know, you can't go around here, you talk to the white man, wearing his name, thinking wearing Indian hair and everybody else's hair but your own hair. I can understand that if you got a hair issue like Jaina Smith or something, you want to put on a wig and things of this nature, and I can understand a brother that want to put a toupee on his head and bald. That's for a different reason. But if you think you getting some long hair make you look white and acceptable, and you can go and be Miss Rose Bowl or Miss something because the white was going to choose you, well, there's something wrong. Same thing with these brothers walking around, no shirt, teeth tattooed and earrings on, and got more earrings on than the woman. I mean, what's going on? Well, I don't look at them. I look at the brothers that are focused. And you organize those that are focused. Harriet Tubman had to organize those that was focused. Malcolm had to organize those that wanted to change. You can't deal with people that don't want to change and happy in their oppression. Thanks, Roger T.
Okay. Brother Mills.
Brother Roger T, could I interject just a point right quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, with all of that being said about, you know, where our minds are at, you know, we suffer from the illusion of inclusion when it comes to this American stuff. They ain't gonna never include us. You get a few positions here and there, but you ain't gonna never be fully included. Second of all, I wanna say, in which I found out my last 20 years of teaching, the number of our kids that don't have any parents, you know, they're in the system, group home, foster parent, all that sort of stuff. And we need to figure out a way to target a lot of them because there is a lot of public assistance stuff for them that they don't even partake of that'll take them all the way through, community college. So, And another thing, like around here where we stay, you know, all the people that moved to the IE, you know, that's where all of our people are presently. And so, you know, we need to consider these things and create some action plans to address those things. But that was it. I just want to interject those couple of points. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go around to a couple of more people that was here and see if they have something to say. Brother Mills probably was driving, so he's not on anymore. So we'll just, I'm gonna start back I'll go to Kathy. Kathy, any last words before we go?
He was in the video.
Okay, Kathy is probably away from the phone. Sister, make it happen. Any last words?
Well, again, I appreciate everything the young man had to say. It is time. We do need to take action. Some of us have been around for many, many years and kind of hearing these things come back again. And, you know, but again, we have a new energy with folks ready to take action, and we need to support those that are doing the work and move out the way if we ain't going to be active, so that those that are active can do the work, because it is about activation or elimination. I agree. It is that time.
All right. Thank you. Okay, Janae?
I think that I really enjoyed the conversation, but I just feel like what we are really lacking is organization and actually organizing some events or even something that is like regularly throughout the year to educate and to collaborate together. Like Dr. Amara was saying, that there are a lot of organizations that are already put in place. However, you know, all of us on this line are conscious enough to organize something and to pour into our communities and to educate on whatever whatever our specific expertise is, as far as, you know, with me, it would probably be education. I could tutor. And with the main speaker from tonight, he can educate on being more health conscious. But I just feel like we can talk about it all we want. We could talk about the need of us getting activated, but we have to actually organize and put in the work. And that would be something that I would look forward to and something that I would be willing to help with. And I think that as far as it was another gentleman on here, and he was talking about, you know, religious principles getting in the way, and a lot of people looking to a higher power or believing in certain things. I think that we have to really get away from trying to get people to leave their religion or not thinking that way, but just appeal to logic. Like, we all want to grow as a people. We all want to be there for each other as a people, and we all want to progress as a people. So, and that's in line with any progressive belief system. So it wouldn't be as much as like, oh, I don't want to offend anybody, but those kind of things don't even have to be brought up. What needs to be brought up is, hey, we're having an event where we're teaching you how to plant herbs. Like, you can plant it in a little pot in your kitchen. We're having a teaching on today on, or we're giving out free tutoring, like whatever we're trying to, or we're having a fitness walk where we walk around our community. Like, whatever we're going to do, we don't have to do to say things that are going to further divide us. Because I am a Christian, and no one's going to defer me from that faith. But I'm all down for us being progressive towards Black people. Like I'm all for that. So that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, thanks. I kind of knew that in advance that would kind of take you to explaining about the religion. Well, when it comes to religion, it's a personal thing, and everybody is not in the same religions or have the same thoughts about religion. So this is a format where people can come on and talk about things that they could that they can contribute to the upliftment and improvement of Black people and people in general. So yeah, people are always going to have different opinions about religious texts and what people are doing, but we got to push forward with whatever we think spiritually. And I agree. We as an organization, because we are one as an organization and Community Education Network, we will plan to do events eventually. We're rather new, so we will do some things community-wise. I know Professor Ra did a lot of things in the community, and people didn't have to pay for it. So we will organize and do some things and to further educate, to expose, you know, things that need to be done to help us improve our situation. Okay, Kathy?
Okay. You know what? I'm still learning to navigate this. I couldn't find my unmute button, but I was here. Okay. I want to say, yeah, the part about what you put in your body has a lot to do with the way your mind thinks. And I think it was a good thing for my grandsons and young, you know, young men to hear these things, because the things that were spoken of are the same things she's been teaching them since day one. And overall, I'm going to find that store and I'm going to go get me some healthy stuff. And I enjoyed the show.
It's right around the corner from where we grew up, called New Earth. It's in the 500 block of Compton Boulevard. Walking distance from where we grew up. I'm pretty sure you've seen it before.
Right. I'm going to have to go check it out.
Yeah, please do. I'm in there. Well, I'm not in there quite often, but I do go there.
Okay.
All right. Naya, did you want to make a comment before we go? No. Marianne? Well, thanks for coming. I appreciate it. And I want to thank Brother Mills for presenting this topic this evening. And we definitely going to revisit some of the things that he was talking about and what all of us was talking about, so we can organize and do some things that's going to help, you know, bring about some change. And, you know, people have a choice. They have alternatives, platforms. And this is one. This is an alternative platform that's progressive in healthiness. So we're going to keep doing what we're doing and do more as an organization, because we are organized in what we're doing on this podcast and Conscious Corner, so, and the website. So, Professor Ra, what do we have for Monday again?
You have a sister that you had hooked us up with, Manina or something?
Sister Queen Amina, yeah. From the Merck Park. Yeah. And then on next Tuesday, you guys, it's going to be on Tuesday because I have something to do on Wednesday. So we're going to have Kathy is here this evening, and she's going to be our guest. And the topic is David Lee Player III. So she's going to discuss, I think that's her son. Kathy, you want to tell us a little bit?
Yeah, basically it's going to be the topic is to bring awareness of youths, our youths that have been tried as that were juveniles and tried as adults and still doing time. Even with all these newer laws that came in, it's not working for us. So we have to bring awareness step by step, a little bit at a time, you know?
Okay, good. Excellent. That's going to be a good show. We are learning some new information about incarcerated youth tried as adults. So thanks for bringing this information to us. Looking forward to it. Okay, I would like to thank everybody for coming. And so we're going to say Conscious Corner, and each one teach one. Everybody have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.